Welcome to Financial Focus on KHMB, community radio for the Coastside. Join us as we explore what you need to know about securing your financial future. We'll cover topics like managing your 401k and IRA, understanding your Social Security benefits, and navigating pension plans. It's time to help you enjoy the retirement you've worked so hard for. And now, here's your host, Kelly Morlock of Edward Jones in Half Moon Bay.
Hi, everyone. This is Kelly Morlock, financial advisor with Edward Jones here in Half Moon Bay. And this week's financial focus, four stages of raising confident, money-smart kids. Good financial habits are a little like brushing your teeth. When you learn them early, they become second nature, and you can carry them with you for life. And while money can feel complicated, especially today, the foundation starts simply. Parents can begin the conversation with very young children, and young adults can build on those basics as they take on more responsibility. Step by step, these habits create confidence that builds long-term financial security and a more fulfilling life. The following are four key stages of financial growth. Stage one, for very young children, the goal is to make money feel simple and manageable. A great place to start is with three jars labeled spend, save, and share. When kids can actually see their money grow or shrink, the idea starts to make sense. Saving also introduces them to goal setting, and working toward paying for a small toy or outing teaches patience. Most important, you're helping your children see money as a tool they can understand easily and use with confidence. Stage two. If you have tweens, children roughly 9 to 12 years old, they're usually ready for slightly bigger financial ideas. This is a great time for them to earn money through chores or small jobs, helping them see the connection between effort and reward and building a sense of ownership. Conversations about needs versus wants also become more meaningful because kids are now making real choices with money they earned themselves. Your tween may be ready for a simple savings account to watch their savings grow or a reloadable cash card for spending. Stage three, by the time teens reach high school or young adulthood, budgeting becomes essential. This doesn't need to be overly strict or complicated. A simple system that helps them track deposits and withdrawals can make all the difference. Whether they use an app, a paper notebook, or a spreadsheet, the real goal is awareness. Teenagers also benefit from learning how credit works. Understanding how to build a healthy credit score and how to use credit wisely protects them from costly mistakes in later life. Stage four. Then come the early working years, when habits shift from learning to building. One of the smartest steps at this stage is paying yourself first. Automatic transfers to savings or retirement accounts help establish stability without extra effort. Even small retirement contributions matter more than most people realize because time allows compounding to do the heavy lifting. This is also when young adults can start organizing their money into different buckets for rent, automobile payments, emergencies, retirement, and everyday spending. These habits help lay the groundwork for financial freedom down the road. Throughout every stage, the theme is confidence. Each small success creates a sense of control, and each good habit makes the next one easier. Over time, these habits turn into a lifetime of financial security and fulfillment. When you start strong and stay consistent, money becomes the tool that helps your children support the lives they want. This is Kelly Morlock, financial advisor with Edward Jones, here in Half Moon Bay, California, and this week's Financial Focus.
This content was provided by Edward Jones for use by Kelly Morlock, your Edward Jones financial advisor, at 650-726-9133.